Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Heather, and today I'm going to talk about one of my favorite concepts, ideas, things that I've learned that have helped me personally with my mental health. It is dimensions of wellness, and just the idea that there's more to taking care of yourself than just, taking medicine and healing yourself when you're sick. It's important to really take care of all different aspects of your being and of your life. So I'm going to talk about the different dimensions of wellness. Some examples, let me just kind of read off the top. For example, we have intellectual, emotional, physical, social, occupational, financial, environmental, and spiritual. So I'm going to tell you kind of about what is eight dimensions of wellness, what's this idea about, who invented it, and then also how you can implement this in your self-care to make sure you're taking care of all areas of your life. So if that sounds interesting, definitely stay tuned. I'm going to dive into that in a second. But first, I wanted to mention I am on social media and YouTube. You can search Heather Iris. Also, one other thing to mention, if you make a donation on here or on my Venmo, please message me and let me know so I can give you a shout out in my next episode. Anyways, let's go ahead and get started on the idea of wellness and dimensions of wellness. Okay, so let's kind of go into the details of where this whole concept came from, who really started dimensions of wellness. So let me go ahead and pull up. I have some information that kind of talks more about it. So the term was really, the whole dimensions of wellness was kind of an idea that was started by the World Health Organization. Actually, in 1948, they said health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. So, surprisingly, this whole concept has been around for a while. And that quote and that idea that the World Health Organization kind of put out into society really got people thinking that wellness and health isn't just based on our physical health. And, there's more to health and wellness than just, making sure you don't have a disease or, taking certain medicine. And so that kind of was a new concept. And a lot of people thought that that was really interesting. And it kind of started a whole alternate medicine movement. And then decades later, SAMHSA, which stands for Substance Abuse and Mental Health Service Administration, they actually used this concept of wellness in their programs. And just because it was put out by, SAMHSA doesn't mean you can't use this concept if you don't have a substance abuse disorder or addictions. Really, they just were the first ones to kind of really implement this whole idea into their programs. And they defined wellness as having eight aspects: emotional health, environmental health, financial health, intellectual health, occupational health, physical health, social health, and spiritual health. And so this article, this is from Wikipedia. This article kind of goes more into, the background and what came of that. But I just wanted to share like a little brief description of each dimension of wellness and then examples of how you can use these focuses on these different areas of your life to care for yourself better. So starting off, I think the easiest way to start off with this concept is to start with physical health. Because I think a lot of people, when they think of health, they often think in terms of physical health. And so we'll start there and then we'll kind of go out from there. So physical health is recognizing the need for physical activity, diet, sleep, and nutrition. So really it's those different healthy habits you can do to take care of yourself. For example, for sleep hygiene is really important. I can do a separate episode on that, but that's really just, making sure you're having good sleeping patterns, you're getting enough sleep, you're doing things to encourage your sleep, and you're waking up at the same time, you're going to bed at the same time. But also, obviously, with physical health, you need to be concerned about your nutrition and diet, what kind of things you're putting into your body. And then, obviously, there's physical activity, which is exercise. I'm gonna hold off on this different self-care ideas that go along with each and every one of these. So I'm gonna hold off on that for now because I'm just gonna go through each dimension to start with. The next one that is also a common focus in our lives, I think, is emotional health. So what that means, though, is really taking care and coping effectively with life, dealing with stress of life, dealing with life in general, and creating satisfying relationships, and really just being self-aware and taking care of your emotions, whether it's, different coping strategies or, talking to a therapist, just really being aware of your emotions and your feelings, and then taking care of them and also coping with, the negative emotions and feelings. The next thing is social health. So this means developing a sense of connection, belonging, and well-developed support system. So obviously, humans are social beings. I struggle with this one because I have social anxiety, so I don't like to do this one so much, but it's important to for, the health of humans that we have those sense of connection and belonging, and then also creating, friendships, relationships, and creating a support network. So when you need help in any of these areas, you know who you can go to that you can receive help from. Social help could also be, for example, support groups or, even a therapist or, self-help lines, crisis lines, things like that. Just any connection with other humans. Okay, so we have already mentioned three so far. So now I'm going to go into environmental. So this is defined as good health by occupying pleasant, stimulating environments that support well-being. So hold on, I'm going to take a drink right now. I'm not trying to make this an ASMR podcast or anything, but my throat is really dry right now. So one second. My gosh, water is the best when you're thirsty. I guess it's the best anytime, but you know what I mean. Okay, so moving on, we're talking about environmental. So we're talking about creating pleasant, stimulating environments that support well-being. So environmental, I think, is a hard one that sometimes people have a hard time like really understanding or getting what that entails. With environmental, obviously, you can think about it on a global scale, and environmental is like dealing with the world environment, the health and well-being of the planet, that kind of a thing. But really, with environmental, it's based on your environment. And we all kind of have different environments that we live in. So I like to think about that. Like if you think about your day, think about the different environments that you're in, whether it's, in your home or in your bedroom. It's like, the smallest scale of it. What is your bedroom like? Is it, comfortable? Is it clean? Is it relaxing? Is it, welcoming? And then thinking about your home, do you have an environment where you have a safe place to live and you have, all your needs met? Also, you can think about environmental as relationships. Like, are you in environments that, build your self-esteem, or are you in toxic environments that are abusive or, tear you down? And then you can also think of environments like, for example, a work environment. What is your work environment like? Your cubicle, or whether it's, your office. Or even just your work in general, like what is the environment or the vibe that you get while you're at work? And then same with school or going over to friends' homes. So it's just really important to think of all the different places you find yourself and if you are cared for in those environments. The next category is intellectual. So this is defined as recognizing creative abilities and finding ways to expand knowledge and skills. So this can obviously be education, this can be schooling, but this can also be like interests. Like if, for example, I love researching topics and things like that. Or I love like self-development and, self-discovery and journaling and things like that. So finding ways to really nourish that intellectual, that mental, side of yourself, and just, finding things that you're passionate about, that you want to learn more about. This could even be learning new things. The next category would be occupational. So this is personal satisfaction and enrichment derived from one's work. So, that could obviously be a work setting, but if you, for example, are a stay-at-home mom, this could also be your, you don't have to be paid to think about your occupational work. So if you do get paid going to work or working from home, obviously it's that setting. If you are a stay-at-home mom or if you care for someone, if you're a caretaker, those are also occupational, settings. And then also volunteer work is another thing. Anything that you do to really serve or help others, I think, is a great way to kind of think about it. But really, what is your contribution to others and your contribution to the world? And I think that really kind of defines occupational. The next one would be spiritual. And you don't have to be a religious person to benefit from spiritual things. This is expanding our sense of purpose and meaning in life. So, for some people, it might mean religion and God. For other people, it might mean meditation and, thinking of a higher being. Or it just might be having values, like what are your morals? What are your values? What are things that enrich your soul? And then the last one, let's see if we went through all of them. I think we did. We did social, spiritual, occupational, physical, intellectual, environmental, emotional, and now we're on the very last one, which is financial. Satisfaction with current and future financial situations. So again, this could be, for example, creating a budget, or planning for a retirement or saving your money for, something that you like, even going on vacation. These are different financial things. You can think about your everyday life, like what are you spending your money on? But it's also important to plan for the future when you're thinking of financial things. And just taking care of yourself so you're going to be set and have all your financial needs met in the future. So, again, this could be saving for college or saving for retirement. Or saving even for a surgery or a trip or anything like that. So, those are all the different dimensions of wellness. Now, I'm going to kind of get into how you can use these different dimensions to care for yourself and to really enjoy your self-care and just have it be more well-rounded. Okay, and I think one important thing to mention that I'm actually shocked that they didn't kind of include in the dimensions of wellness, which I like to add in onto my like wellness wheel is what they're also called, is our relationship with ourself. Because I think obviously these are different aspects of ourself, but I think that there's also, should be a section where, we talk about self-esteem and self-worth and self-love and identity and, those kind of things. And so it's important to mention that these are just, ideas set out, but if there's something that you want to add to your own wellness wheel, you can definitely go ahead and do that because, you should be able to make it customizable to you. So I'm going to kind of go through some ideas of types of self-care that kind of go along with, this, overall theme of wellness. So these are some examples put out by blessingmanifesting.com. And if you want to check out my Pinterest, I have a whole bunch of, pins on the topic of self-care and mental health and that kind of a thing. But some of the examples that this lady put out is, for example, for physical health, some types of self-care that you can do for physical health is obviously sleep. And I already talked about that with sleep hygiene, stretching, walking, physical release, which is also good for releasing emotions, healthy food, yoga, and rest. Or even taking naps. That would be self-care for me for physical self. You could even do like, spa stuff. That is, treating your physical health. I like to do skincare stuff for my self health. Sorry, not self health. I'm struggling. For my self-care, I like to do like spa treatments or, do a face mask or paint my nails. That would also be nurturing your physical self. Or even getting a massage, or even just, noticing, being mindful and noticing sensations and, the feeling of your clothes and, blankets and warmth and things like that. So really just experiencing all your physical aspects. Even like getting a hug would be a physical, self-care. The next one is emotional. Some of the examples that she put out are stress management, emotional maturity, forgiveness, compassion, kindness. I would add to that list, therapy, talking about your feelings with others, being aware of your feelings and coping with your feelings is really important, I think, to add. This would also be a good place to add anything to deal with your mental health and your emotional health and, mental illness, for example, different skills you can do to care for your anxiety or depression, anything to deal with your emotional self. The next would be social. So social, for example, what she put down were boundaries, support systems, positive social media, communication, time together, ask for help. So definitely, I think relationships would be good to add to this list. Romantic relationships, relationships with your family, relationships with your friends, just anything that really builds that connection to others. And for social, I would even add, talking with friends or, positive communication or support groups even. The next one is spiritual, and she put down time alone. Meditation, yoga, connection, nature, journaling, sacred space. I would add for some people, relationship with God or religion or scriptures, that could be added to spiritual and just anything that really like feeds your soul and makes you feel connected to something bigger. And this could even be stuff that, connect you to other humans. I keep using the word human like I'm like a robot or something, but you know what I mean. And then the next one would be environmental. She put it down as space. This would be safety, healthy living environment, security and stability, organized space. This could also be for self-care. You could also, do a project where you cleaned your room or you decorated it, or you found ways to make a more positive environment. Just really anything that makes your home or your workspace or your room more, zen and peaceful and calm and relaxing, or anything that like uplifts you and excites you. For financial, she put down saving, budgeting, money management, paying bills. And I like that she also added splurging because every once in a while, sometimes, you can do self-care, like splurge on something little, buy something for yourself. For occupational, she put down for work, time management, work boundaries, positive workplace, more learning and break time. I think it would be great to add to this list, finding work that you're really passionate about and excited about. And it doesn't even have to be your job work. It could be volunteer work or just really working on projects that contribute to others and yourself. That's something I would add to the list. One thing that I like that she did add to her list is personal. And I think that that is definitely something that's missing from dimensions of wellness. She put down hobbies, knowing yourself, personal identity, and honoring your true beliefs. And I definitely would add like adding your values and finding things that, you identify with and that make you feel, ex like self-expression, I think is really important to add. Okay, so that is the end of my episode on dimensions of wellness. I hope that kind of gave you guys some more self-care ideas. I love self-care, so I'm going to be doing a lot of episodes on this topic, but I just wanted to remind you guys you can find me on social media if you search Heather Iris. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for your support. And if you have a topic you want to request, definitely message me. You can send me a voice message on here. I hope you guys have a great day, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye, guys.